It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
14 is clearly related to 4, and 18 is clearly related to 8, and umpteen is clearly related to, okay, it's not at all clear.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. How you doing, Anne?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine, and I want to know a little bit more about umpteen. We talked about this a little bit. Is it really a word?
It is a word. The OED has it back to 1918. It's umpty plus teen, which of course raises the question of what umpty is. Umpty is an indefinite number, usually a large number, goes back to 1905. It represents, apparently, the dash in Morse code.
Oh.
So, for example, if you had dot dash, that was called itty umpty.
Oh, I like that.
What I was interested to learn was that now we sometimes use umpteen. The word we use more often is umpteenth.
Yes, yes.
And that made sense to me because I thought, I will say, I told you for the umpteenth time.
Yeah. When did that come into play?
Those umpteenth becomes more common starting in the 1970s. Once I started thinking about umpteen, that got me thinking about some of the other words we have for big numbers, including bazillion, which it is just a play on billion. If you put the Z in there, it's just more fun. That shows up in 1939. It has an alteration that shows up in the 1970s, which is gazillion.
Yeah.
And for you, which of those is more common, bazillion or gazillion?
I think I say bazillion more.
Well, that would put you in the minority of users because it turns out that gazillion, which is more recent, has overtaken bazillion and is now significantly more common. But more common than that is zillion.
Zillion. Zillion's a good one as well.
It is. That shows up in 1944. Jillion, 1942. Why we have all these numbers to represent just a big number, I'm not really sure, but they're pretty fun to say.
But we don't know if, for example, a jillion is more than a bazillion, right? We don't know that.
We don't. Nobody's actually, as far as I know, tried to pin that down.
There's no quantification here. Well, since we're talking about numbers, Anne, what about what used to be the number sign that somehow became the hashtag? How did that become the number sign?
This is a really nice story. And to explain it, you actually have to explain the abbreviation LB for pound. That abbreviation goes back to the Latin libra pondo, which meant pound by weight, comes into English around the 14th century. And when they wrote LB, the scribes would often write, put a horizontal line over the top. And so you can see you have the vertical line for the L, the vertical line for the B, and then this horizontal line across the top starts to look a little bit what we think of as a number sign. It has been called a number sign. It's been called a pound sign, which now you can understand why it's called a pound sign. Hashtag probably, according to the editors of the OED, goes back to the word hatch, those little vertical lines we make. Starting around 1961, we start to see it show up as hash mark or hash sign for that number sign or pound sign.
You've always got such great stuff. Hey, thanks a bazillion, Anne.
Have a good Sunday.
You too.